Welcome to Pestabytes, a podcast series from the National Pesticide Information Center. These are based on common pesticide questions from people just like you.
This is Sandra, and I'm talking with Matthew today about slug and snail baits. Some of the warnings on these products say they can be fatal to dogs. Are these things that dogs like to eat?
Some slug and snail bait products contain an active ingredient called metaldehyde, which is often formulated with things like bran or molasses in order to make it more attractive to the slugs and snails, and this can also make it attractive to dogs as well.
What happens if a dog eats some of the bait?
Signs of poisoning from metaldehyde you might expect to see include panting, drooling, vomiting, and fever progressing to uncoordinated walking, muscle twitching, tremors, and convulsions. And these signs may appear rapidly within minutes up to 3 hours after it has been eaten.
What can people do to protect their dogs from poisoning?
Things that people can do are storing the product in an area where the pet will not have access to the product, as well as keeping the dog out of the area while the product is being applied and until the product is no longer visible where it was applied.
What should a pet owner do if their dog eats slug or snail bait?
In the event that a dog has ingested a slug and snail bait, especially if it's showing signs of having been poisoned already, then it's really important to get your dog to a veterinarian for immediate medical attention.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
If you have questions about pesticides, please call us at 1-800-858-7378 or visit us on the web at npic.orst.edu. Pestabytes is brought to you by the National Pesticide Information Center, a cooperative agreement between Oregon State University and the Environmental Protection Agency. These are produced in collaboration with OSU's Environmental Health Sciences Center, funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences.